Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Tuesday evening, June 3rth, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Shoemade Engineering presents breakthrough hybrid dry adiabatic cooling design, passes key benchmark. Shoemade Engineering, a leading MEP engineering firm, has launched its new cooling design, hybrid dry adiabatic cooling, HDAC, proven to reduce power and water consumption significantly. Presented at AFCOM's Data Center World Conference, this patent-pending design utilizes both wet and dry cooling techniques within a closed loop, disrupting the sector. The system uses half the power and less than 10% of the water compared to traditional data centers, offering massive savings. The creators, Darren Shoemate and R. Steven Spinazzola, showcased how the system can lower power usage effectiveness for hyperscale data centers. The successful test at Baltimore Air Coil Company's facility confirmed the design's efficiency. As demand for high-performance data centers grows, Shoemade Engineering's solution addresses energy and environmental challenges, enabling sustainable scaling of AI workloads.
James West joins Turbine Hub as Senior Advisor and Head of Financial Market Strategy. Turbine Hub, a provider of geospatial financial modeling software for the clean energy industry, has appointed James West as Senior Advisor and Head of Financial Market Strategy. With a background in energy finance and capital markets, Mr. West's expertise will help expand Turbine Hub's platform and impact in the energy industry. Previously at Evercore ISI, Mr. West led research on sustainable technologies. He will advise on financial market positioning, capital formation strategies, and client development at Turbine Hub. CEO Dylan Gust praises Mr. West's insights and market leadership. Mr. West looks forward to strengthening Turbine Hub's position in the evolving energy landscape, leveraging AI to navigate the global energy transition. Turbine Hub's platform streamlines clean energy investment through geospatial intelligence and financial analytics, enabling informed decision-making for developers and investors. SolarBank Corp, CBOECUN, FGY2, to develop 6.9 megawatts community solar project in Nova Scotia. SolarBank Corp, a premier developer and owner of renewable and clean energy projects, is set to develop a 6.9 megawatt Brooklyn solar project in Nova Scotia. This project, expected to power around 900 homes, aligns with Nova Scotia's goal of 80% renewable energy by 2030 and net zero emissions by 2035. The construction, with an estimated cost of $13.9 million, is scheduled to start in spring 2026 and finish by summer 2026. SolarBank's expertise in community solar development in the U.S. is now being utilized in Canada, where government support for renewable energy projects remains strong. The project is owned by AI Renewable Fund, and SolarBank will lead the engineering and construction efforts.
New battery tech could revolutionize aviation. The electric car revolution has seen significant progress, but the aviation industry has been slower to adopt renewable energy due to limitations in battery technology. Platinum Group Metals Lyden, PLG, PTM, is among the enterprises working on new battery chemistry that could revolutionize aviation. If successful, this innovation could create new market opportunities. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com. Sales of hybrid vehicles are rising while PHEV EV sales stagnate. Analysis by Ward's Intelligence shows that hybrid vehicle sales in the U.S. are on the rise, while sales of battery electric vehicles, BEVs, and plug-in hybrid vehicles, PHEVs, have stagnated. In Q1 2025, BEVs, hybrids, and PHEVs made up around 22% of light-duty car sales, up from 18% in the same quarter in 2024. With the Trump administration considering halting federal EV tax credits, more American drivers may opt for more affordable hybrids over premium BEVs and PHEVs. These market shifts pose challenges for EV industry players like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ MULN, who will need to adapt to changing consumer preferences. Investor news breaks: VivaCore Inc., NASDAQ, expands strategic oil logistics in Permian Basin. VivaCore Inc., VIVK, is expanding its crude oil storage, logistics, and marketing operations in the Permian Basin. With 10 pipeline injection stations connecting to major pipelines, VivaCore plays a vital role in supporting the region's oil output. Chairman and CEO James Ballingy highlighted the company's position as a key logistics hub, optimizing revenue for producers. VivaCore's integrated facilities provide services under long-term contracts, including crude oil and produced water gathering, storage, transportation, reuse, and remediation. To learn more about VivaCore and its strategic expansion, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Green Car News breaks: Mullen Automotive Inc., UN, relaunches 5RS EV for German market with FPF partnership. Mullen Automotive Inc. Has relaunched its ultra-high-performance Mullen 5RS EV crossover for the German market in partnership with Fiessner Petermeyer Fahrzeugtechnik AG, F. The vehicle, with a top speed of 200 miles per hour and over 1,100 horsepower, is set to begin sales in Germany by December 2025 after successful 800-volt battery testing at TÜV SÜD in Munich. Mullen plans to expand sales to the EU, UAE, and South Africa in 2026, with a US launch to follow. The company is focused on building the next generation of commercial electric vehicles with two US-based plants and has received federal EV tax credits for its vehicles.
Investor news breaks: Standard Lithium Limited, NYS American I, produces battery-grade lithium sulfide in collaboration with Telescope Innovations. Standard Lithium Limited, S American SLI, has successfully produced battery-quality lithium sulfide in collaboration with Telescope Innovations. The low-temperature conversion process using lithium hydroxide from its Arkansas plant allows for high impurity tolerance, feedstock flexibility, and enhanced safety. Samples have been sent for validation to battery companies in Asia and North America. President and COO Dr. Andy Robinson highlighted the importance of technological innovation in the evolving lithium market. Standard Lithium focuses on sustainable lithium development in the U.S., with projects in Arkansas and Texas. For more information, visit www.standardlithium.com.
How weather may impact the operation and reliability of renewable energy. Most forms of renewable energy are intermittent in nature, reaching peak power production during specific hours of the day or under certain weather conditions. As green energy demand surges worldwide, concerns grow about how weather can impact the reliability of renewable energies like solar and wind. Companies like SolarBank Corp. have a critical role in developing innovative ways to store renewable energy efficiently. Green Energy Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.